Hi, good morning or good evening, everybody. This is Sirisha Varma, founder, chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a visual content and digital marketing company based out of Hyderabad, India. If you have been a new listener, then welcome to my podcast, which is called as a School of Marketing for Small and Medium Businesses. If you are a returning listener, then thank you so much for following my podcast. I really appreciate the number of listens that I get on each episode and I feel really thrilled. So my favorite pastime since I have started podcasting has been to keep checking on Anchor how many listens I have got on my recent episodes. Trust me, it really, really makes my heart swell with pride when somebody listens to my episode. It really makes me very, very happy. I feel like I am adding something to the society by this podcast, because I have been on this entrepreneurial journey for a while now. It has been 3 years, 2 years as part-time. Because I was juggling a day job and 1 year full time. And it is the way that you look at things changes very differently when you are actually in the field doing it, rather than when you are reading probably a motivational book or you're seeing somebody else go through this journey, because when you're right there, it's your own experience, right? So I have started this podcast because I wanted to reach out to other people who are looking at starting their own businesses, and also to tell them that they are not alone. If I have gone through this journey, I have made it, you will be able to go through this journey and you will be able to make it as well. Of course, there are some advices that I would love to give to the next generation or to people who are starting up after me, because I have gone through this journey myself and I have seen things change. Right? So that is the whole goal of my podcast. Now, coming back to my episodes, I have started a series of episodes on Entrepreneurs Beware, because I have seen every time I log in into YouTube or I log in into Facebook or Instagram, I see these very motivating videos regarding why you need to start now, how you can start a business immediately with some concepts like dropshipping or using some platforms like Shopify, Facebook ads as a much talked about subject, and how you can become a millionaire. I have seen so many people talking so motivationally about it that it becomes so dreamy at some point of time, right? And you might be general browsing like me, or you might be searching for specific topics, or you might be just having a lunch break and you go through these videos, and if you're in a job, you might feel like, oh my God, I really need to try this out, because this person says it is so easy, it is so simple. So I should try it out. Or maybe you just feel like you're missing something. So I thought, so when I started this journey, I went through this whole learning curve, and then I understood it is not that easy. All these people who keep bombarding us with these messages of motivational speeches, wherein they say entrepreneurship is for everybody, everybody should start up, if you have an idea, you should go ahead and do it. They don't talk about the other consequences, or how do you start, what do you need to do once you start, where can you get paying customers. They don't talk about what happens after you start on this journey, right? So it is like all these romantic novels which talk about how great love is, all these Hollywood movies that we keep watching which talk about how the hero and the heroine meet, they fall in love, then they go their separate ways and then they come back again, fall in love. It's also romantic. It's also dreamy. It's awesome. But nobody makes a movie regarding what happens once the wedding is done, right? After wedding is done, do you think this couple is still going to be so romantic? Maybe, maybe not. But nobody talks about the aftermath of things. So that is what I wanted to talk about in my series of episodes called Entrepreneurs Beware, because I have seen the journey and it is not that easy. It is not as rosy as people are painting it out there. There are lots of ifs and buts, and you never know whether you'll be able to make it or not. And there are lots of people who are in the market just to scam customers. And if customers, most of the customers might have trusted them, they have burned their hands. And if you go to them with the same product, though you might be a very honest person, they will always come back and say, no, I have tried that. It does not work out for me. And it is very, very difficult to convert such customers, right, who have burned their hands already with a bad service somewhere else. So I thought, let me start this whole series of why you should think 100 times before you take this leap. And if you still decide to take, and what are the right reasons to take this leap, not just to make money, not just because you're bored with your current job or you hate your current job. These are not the right reasons to take this leap, because trust me, entrepreneurial journey is much more difficult, much more painful. And if you were working 40 hours in a week in your job, you'll be working 60 to 80 hours if you become an entrepreneur, right? So that is just like doubling all the hours that you'll be working. So it is not for everybody. And rather than you taking these motivational speeches to heart, starting something and failing, I thought I would paint the actual picture. So that is what all my series of podcasts since Entrepreneurs Beware episode has been on, what actionable steps, right, on what you can actually do once you have decided that you want to be an entrepreneur. Because I have seen nobody gives you those steps. They just talk about how great it is to be an entrepreneur, to be your own boss, all the freedom that you get. But trust me, that is not all. Probably if you work, sorry to say this, your ass off for 40 years or 30 years, that is when you can reap the benefits of this hard journey. So, great. So, in our last episode, I have talked about 5 startup things that startups need to do when they decide to get on this journey, right? So, if you have not heard that episode, please go ahead and hear that episode as well. In today's episode, we'll be talking about 3 places to get paying customers. So like I have been telling you in my previous podcast episodes as well, I am the kind of person who is very action oriented, who likes to get down and start doing rather than sit somewhere and start planning. So everything that I talk about, all my steps are very simple steps. They are generally limited to 5 or 3 steps only. I don't like the prolonged process of planning, because I'm the kind of person who learns and adapts once she gets into the field and she starts doing. So I'm that kind of person. So if you are my kind of person, then my episodes are the best. So please do subscribe, because I have very actionable items and they are literally very small. Okay. So let me give you some context regarding what happens, why as an entrepreneur or a business person you have to think about customers. Because most of the people that you have seen talking about entrepreneurship don't talk about where you can get your first paying customers. And trust me, it is very, very important that you have paying customers. Otherwise, you lose the interest, because if you are not making enough money to sustain yourself and your family, then what is the need to go ahead and work your ass off and to start something, right? Of course, there is passion involved. You might say, I am seriously passionate about this. That is all fine. But passion also cannot sustain as long as you are not able to feed your stomach, right? You cannot achieve great goals on an empty stomach. So, but first, it's also about mindset, right? Most of us are first-generation entrepreneurs. I personally am a first-generation entrepreneur. I don't know anything about business. I have been reading business magazines since I have been like 10. Because I have an elder brother who always wanted to be a business person. So every time, and he started a business when he was 18 years old. And every time he went out there, he used to buy these magazines. If you are from India, you would have heard of these magazines, Business India, Business Today. They were a constant in my life. So he would get those magazines and he would made me read them. And I just love to go through those, those days there were not many flashy pages kind of magazines wherein you have this soft paper, silky kind of papers, and these magazines had those. And apart from that, there were these beautiful stories of all these men and women smiling and being huge achievers, and they're talking about different strategies that they have taken in their business. They were all such. So small girls generally dream about being probably a Cinderella or a prince, but I used to dream more about me being on those cover pages when I grew up. So I have been studying about entrepreneurs, but honestly, when I started, I didn't know anything about business. Though I have been studying for some time, I didn't know anything about business, like where to start, what was the process, how do I how can I have a team that I can work with, and where do I get customers. So this has been a huge learning curve for me, my personal journey. So and I have never thought about paying customers because I was an employee all my life, right? I never did any business before I got into my career. So for 12 years that I have been working under somebody else, I never thought about how my company was landing these customers, what was the business development process. In between, I was a business development manager for 9 months. So I had some kind of visibility into how the process goes, but it was more technical rather than the salesy side of things, right? And like I mentioned in my last few episodes, I actually bombed at that role. I could not perform, though I made one sale in 9 months. It was a small sale, but I still made it without any training. But it still did not prepare me for entrepreneurship, right? So if you are employees like me, if you are a first generation entrepreneur like me, then you don't know how the market works or how you get a paying customer, right? And you don't even think about a paying customer because you are working under a boss, and it is not even the boss's responsibility to get a new client until and unless you are working in a startup. If you are working in a nice corporate company, then there is a there is a separate department called as the business development and the sales team department, which actually handles everything, right? So until and unless you are in the sales per se, you will not know the sales process or how to get your customers from. I have been a consultant in an IT company. I was involved only once the sale was made and the customer signed up the contract. So I was not aware regarding the whole sales process, like how do you talk to a customer, how do you understand his business requirements and then convert it into technical requirements. So these are two different things, right? Business requirement is, let us say you are an Apple vendor And you tell me, every day morning, I get up at 5 a.m. I go to the local market and I buy probably 30 apples. So that is your business requirement. Now, how do I convert it into a technical requirement? A technical requirement is you procure 30 apples every day, right? So that is inventory for me. So that is a technical requirement. But how do you know how to convert a business requirement to a technical requirement? Because not everything from the business requirement is needed to be converted into a technical requirement. So you have to understand the nuances. That is one. Number two is, how do you talk to your customers so they trust you to give their business, right? So that is also very important. Human skills, or you can call them as soft skills. They generally call them as soft skills, but I would love to call it as human skills. That is a term that I would love to use, because this I understood once I started getting into the market. My conversion rate, so for the first 1 year, I have been like constantly in the market, and I never sat back and thought what was my conversion rate. But then 8 months down the line, I decided maybe it is time to get a salesperson, right? I cannot always be there in the market, and there is so much of potential for my service. So I thought, okay, let me get a salesperson. But when I had this thought process of I should get a salesperson, then is when I started to think what was my conversion rate. So if I went to a customer, how many times was I able to convert them to a paid customer? If I knew my conversion rates, then I can train my salesperson and I will have a goal for him to achieve, right? So all these things, or you start only thinking once you are seriously in business. So the number one mindset is, even when you are starting out, you should think about, what are the places that I can get my paying customers? Because everything in business depends on a paying customer. If a person is not willing to remove money out of his pocket and give it to you for your product or service, then no matter how great your product or service is, it is just not saleable. That's the end of the story. That just means it will not make any money for you. And as an entrepreneur, if it doesn't make any money for you, then it's a failure. You would have to modify it, you would have to repackage it, or you would have to change your sales pitch and make all those changes. But you need to have a paying customer. You're not here for charity, you are here to make money. So that is the first mindset that you need to have, that as a business person, you are here to service your clients. That's great. But you also need to be profitable, because if you have a great customer service, but you're not a profitable company, you won't be there in the market for long. So you need to be both. Be honest, but make money. Actually, some people think both of these don't go together. You can be either honest or you can make money. But there are some companies who have proven us right, that you can both be honest as well as make money, right? So most of the technological companies nowadays, they're making lots of money, but they also have great customer service. And if you post in the social media regarding a query that you have, they immediately respond. So that is awesome customer service, but they're still able to make money, right? So that should be your second thought process as well. Now, coming to the three ways that you can get a paying customer, right? These are three places that you can get a paying customer from. So if you're just starting out, then you need to concentrate on these three places, because trust me, a paying customer is very, very important. Number one, and this is the journey that I have taken as well, and I am able to create a profitable company for myself. I still need to scale at this point of time, so I am looking for additional staff, but those are all, you know, teething problems of a growing business. So the first place that you need to go or checkout for your paying customer is be a part of business networking organizations, right? There are so many active business networking organizations that I don't see many of the budding entrepreneurs being part of. So again, one more mindset that entrepreneurs generally have is this whole concept of slogging day in and day out. So don't just slog in and day out. Do things smartly, because at this stage, if you have been following my podcast episodes, you would have started this as a part-time gig rather than as a full-time gig, because you have a full-time job. And like I said, don't quit your full-time job until and unless you have a business wherein you have started getting money, you have saved enough for an year or two until you can try this out. So if you are following my way of doing things and you are doing those things only, then being smart about where you use your time, because you have limited time, right? You have a full-time job and you are probably doing this in the evenings or over the weekends. That means you have limited time at this point of time. In that case, doesn't it make sense that you use this time smartly rather than just working hard? Right. So use it smartly. Join a business networking organization. There are so many organizations which are active, which have entrepreneurs, which have all these platforms wherein they can help you generate business. Also, they are great places for networking, getting a team together, or partners. If you are looking for somebody who can invest in your company or be a part of your company, then these organizations are the most trustworthy places where you can find your people as well. So some of the business networking organizations that I can give you examples are BNI, which is Business Networking International, TIE, which is the India, the Indus Entrepreneurs, and CII, which is Confederation of Indian Indian Industry. So if you are not part of India, then probably in other if you're not living in India, then in other countries also you will have business networking organizations. For example, BNI is a worldwide organization. I am also a member of BNI, and I have seen good results out of BNI. Not just that I get lots of my business from there, but also the kind of availability of vendors for my services, right? So when you are in business, you also have to have reliable vendors, not just reliable customers. So I have had good success with BNI. If you are staying in the United States or across the world, you can also try it out. Go as a visitor to one of the chapters, see how things are being done there. If you are interested, then probably you can join or go back to some other chapter. Try out 3 or 4 different chapters and see how things go. So the 3 places to get paying customers, the first place is business networking organizations. The second place that you can go to get paying customers is meetup groups. So you have all heard about this platform called as Meetup, where like-minded people actually create a group and they conduct different activities. Different people attend these activities, and then it's like networking. Some groups are more serious. They just talk about business. Some groups are more recreational, like you can make friends. You can probably go. So it's like the platform itself gives you so many options. So if you're seriously looking at business, then go and network, because you are new in the market. You don't know anybody, right? So and it works two ways. First is you are new in the market. Nobody knows you. You don't know anybody. Secondly, nobody knows you as well. They don't know that you have a business or you started a business. They don't know that you represent a service that they might need tomorrow. So until and unless you go out there and talk about your business, your service, you as a person, nobody knows you. So be recognizable, go out there and do more things. And the best platform out there for you to do all of these things is meetup groups. I personally have a meetup group that I have created and I manage for myself, which is School of Marketing for Small and Medium Businesses. We are a very active meetup group. We are around 1500 members. So we generally do small workshops for small and medium businesses on digital marketing, digital strategies. I also, from January, I have a plan to start something else, another format for the meetup group to keep my members engaged, because it has been a while since we have done that. I have been so busy this year that I have not been very active, but still my members grow in that group, right? It is just that's the word spreads slowly, but all these are budding entrepreneurs, and getting 1500 members within the year, where can you get this kind of audience, right? And the most ideal audience who is actually interested in your platform, in something that you have to say, right? So that is the power of meetup. But most people don't actually use this platform. It's just so sad to see that most people are not very serious about these platforms. If you are a small and medium business, then go out there, go to some other meetups or create your own meetup group, start having these conversations, and invite people probably for a coffee, book a place, make them sit, make them understand about your business, talk to them, probably have a party, go out with them. So start building on your networking skills as well. In India, unfortunately, these meetup groups are still not serious. So if I conduct probably a workshop, or there are so many people that RSVP, like I generally get 50 RSVPs, but at the end of the day, when the day actually arrives, only 50% of those turn up. But still, it's a great turnout, isn't it? These are, let us say, 25 strangers walking into your office who are willing to spend 2 or 3 hours of their time trying to listen to what you have to say. So that is going to also add to your confidence and make you an expert in your industry, right? And that gives a lot of high, and you actually feel that you're contributing something to somebody else's life. But in other countries like United States, or if you are in any other part of the world, meetup groups are generally very serious. People don't RSVP until and unless they're seriously interested in attending that meetup group. So for you, the turnaround might be much bigger. So go out there, start with one meetup that is already there in your specific market. That is, if you are probably getting into a service oriented business, then look for meetups that are related to your business and go and attend those and see how the formats are. Meet other people, talk to them about your about how you want to start up on your own, and probably you will meet a teammate or a partner or an investor in one of these, who knows, right? So do that. And the third place to get paying customers is, of course, the best platform out there, and you don't have to do much. You just have to explain the pros and cons of your product, which is friends and family. Don't underestimate this extended families that you have, because these are generally your first buyers. If you are a first generation entrepreneur, any product or service companies, if they launch, if they are first generation entrepreneurs, then the first people to invest or buy a product or service from them is generally friends and extended families. And when we talk about friends, we generally talk about the circle that we are currently in. But friends go a long way, right? You have done your probably preschools, you have done your schooling, you have done your graduations, you have done your post graduations, you have been working in a company. So you have all these people that you can tap into. And when I say friends and family, it just does not stop there. So you talk to a friend about your product or service, He may not be a direct customer for you, but he might talk about your product or service to some other friend in his other circle, and probably that guy can be a customer for you. So never underestimate this group of friends and family that you have, because generally these are the people that trust you and buy from you to increase your confidence, and it really helps. It really boosts your confidence, and it is always better to keep these people informed about what you're doing anyways, right? Because they have their own circles and people talk. So that is the best way for publicity as well, that people talk to people, and if he's a friend, he trusts you, and his friend trusts him, so invariably he trusts you. So it is just like A is equal to B and B is equal to C, that in turn means A is equal to C, right? So as soon as his friend suggests, then he would probably try your service or product out. So that is one paid customer for you. How you service him, how you retain this customer is again another story that we'll be talking about in the coming few months. But your first initial paid customer you can get from friends and family. So the three places to get paying customers, if you are a startup or if you're just starting on your own as a first generation entrepreneur, are number one, business networking organizations, number two, meetup groups, and number three, friends and family. So that's it, folks. Hope you have enjoyed this podcast regarding three places to get paying customers. This is Sirisha Varma, founder, chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a visual content and digital marketing company based out of Hyderabad, India. We also have one latest blog being updated on our website every week on different topics pertaining to small and medium businesses, like business objectives, Facebook marketing, social media marketing guide, and also case studies. So if you want to check out my blog, you can check it out at brandingbypixels.com/blog. That is www.brandingbypixels.com/blog/. You can also subscribe to our blog out there. You will get one email whenever our blog is up. It is generally up on Mondays, so you will know what is happening in the digital space. You can also subscribe to my podcast. I have one podcast going up every week. I'm actually planning to do two from the new year, which is January. I'm a little held up right now, so it won't be possible in December. But we'll be covering about what you need to do if you are a small and medium business or if you're a first generation entrepreneur, because trust me, it is a harrowing journey and you definitely need somebody. And I am there for you. So that's it, folks. Hope you enjoyed the rest of the evening and have a great week ahead. Please do subscribe if you like my podcast. Again, this is Sirisha Varma, founder, chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a visual content and digital marketing company. We specialize in crafting digital strategies for small and medium businesses. Signing off. Thank you. See ya. Have a great evening ahead. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.